First, here in Wisconsin, we take our agriculture pretty seriously. It's no fluke that the state earned the nickname America's Dairyland. Wisconsin's ag industry is a huge economic driver, but there are some troubling trends on the horizon.
The average age of farmers in Wisconsin is nearly 60 years old. Interest in the profession seems to be dwindling, and those who do want to pursue a career in farming often face significant challenges in regards to training and eventually farm ownership.
Some new organizations are trying to deal with these challenges. Two of them were recently awarded federal grant money, totaling $1 million, to help train the next generation of farmers. Joining us now is Joe Tomandel. He's program director at the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, one of the organizations that was awarded this grant money. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we mentioned that statistic, the average age of farmers in Wisconsin going up and nearing 60. A lot of these farmers don't necessarily have a successor to take over the operation. Do you see this as a cliff almost, a big problem in the near future?
It is a problem. You know, our dairy farms are the backbone of a lot of our rural communities and communities in general. Now, we've still got a very strong and robust dairy industry in the state, but it's supported by fewer farms with a lot more cows, which isn't so terrible. However, it's a much more robust economy if we're able to, you know, support it with a lot of farms also. So definitely, this is something that is a concern, and losing these farms, because these are in essence small businesses in rural America.
And now you think of the farm as something that's handed down in families, passed down from generation to generation, not so much a choice of a career as an expectation, just what you do. Has that changed in the last couple of generations?
Yeah, it has a bit. You know, there hasn't been quite as much farm succession, you know, in the past here. Some of it has to do with, you know, the 7-day-a-week kind of a job, and a lot of people don't want to get tied up into that. You know, there's also some other barriers simply with the amount of money that it takes to get started farming. The land costs of equipment and everything else, those are some fairly sizable barriers to get started into it. So those are a couple of things where we've seen a bit of that trend, that declining trend of individuals getting started, especially next generations.
Well, and in addition to the money, if you didn't grow up on a dairy farm, as you say, this is a small business, a fairly complicated one that takes a lot of skill, a lot of experience to do. How big an obstacle is that for someone who might be thinking that this is a career, a profession they want to take up?
You bet. It's a huge obstacle. You know, this is the farms that we're talking about are real living biological systems, and they take a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. And there's a lot of money to be made or lost if you don't do things correctly or don't react or respond correctly. The program that we're putting together is called the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, and this is a formalized apprenticeship where we worked with the Wisconsin Department of Labor, the Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards, to put together a fully accredited education program to help give individuals these experiences to help them become more successful in the dairy industry.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the apprenticeship. If someone signed up for this program and they're the trainee, the apprentice in this situation, what do they do? What do they learn?
Sure. What it is a job first and foremost. So it's a great opportunity, and actually that you're earning while you're learning. So much like some of the other apprenticeship trades with the electricians or the plumbers or any of the other guilds, an individual works right on a dairy farm. And while they're working, they go through a job book. It's really guided hands-on work experience with their employer. And they go through a job book, which lists basically all the competencies, you know, from ear tagging to handling calves all the way up to feed budgeting and inventory. So we really want to give that apprentice a real comprehensive overview of all aspects of that dairy. And then the program lasts for 2 years also. So we want them to see two full seasons on this dairy just to give them more experience.
What kind of people are you looking for to be the apprentice in this situation? Who would be the ideal candidate?
We're looking for all types of people. You know, specifically, you know, people that enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the land, enjoy the environment, and business-minded people. because ultimately these are businesses that we're talking about, and they're sizable businesses. They can be. So that's the type of people that we're looking for. You know, the other thing that we're addressing here also is the management system that we use is managed grazing. Managed grazing offers some great solutions when we're really trying to crack this nut about how do we turn over farms and how do we, you know, prepare the next generation to take these farms over. And what managed grazing allows us to do is it allows young individuals to get started because they don't quite have to have the capital to get rolling. Managed grazing involves basically sending the cows out for 6 or 7 months out of the year, and they rotate through pastures, intensively rotate through them, and they harvest their own feed. So it doesn't take quite as much capital and equipment to get these farms started. The other big bonus about this also is that the managed grazing is showing to be a real tool that agriculture has to really address, you know, some of our environmental concerns, and specifically in regards to cleaning up watersheds and our lakes and streams, because when our soil has got permanent ground cover on it, we really don't lose, and we don't have the erosion. We're not losing the soil structure. So we've got a real win-win type of a program in that it's able to directly address and train that next generation of farmers with this managed grazing system because it's economically viable. And from an environmental standpoint, it's really bringing forward one of the tools that our agriculture has to, you know, remedy some of these issues that we're dealing with.
So we've heard a little bit about who the apprentice might be in these managed grazing programs. Who's teaching them? What kind of farmers would be the expert here?
Well, we've got, you know, many farmers, and obviously, you know, grazing and organic dairy farmers are the mentors. So most of these farms are approved. So when we have an individual or a farmer that wants to bring an apprentice through the program, and that could be an existing employee, or we also offer a list of candidates that we're always searching for and that we've compiled on our database that they can also try and hire from. And these are candidates who specifically want to become, you know, a dairy farmer down the road or manage one of these dairies or just have a more integral role in a dairy farm. So that's who these masters are. We typically want them to have at least 5 years of managed grazing or organic type of experience, and they've got to be willing and interested to bring that employee/apprentice through a real comprehensive work experience program.
So as we mentioned, we heard last week the USDA is awarding $750,000 to the dairy grazing apprenticeship. What will that money do?
That money is going to help a lot, just help strengthen the structures with this apprenticeship program. It's going to help us put in more, learning activities. It's going to allow us to bring in more resources for these masters and apprentices, just in regards to training and professional development type of things. The other thing it allows us to do is this is a first-in-the-nation program that got started here in Wisconsin, and it's got the attention of other states and the federal Department of Labor. And what we're looking at doing is developing this, and that's what some of this money is there to do, develop this as a national template and be able to take this to other states.
As we wrap up, Joe, I know dairy farming probably isn't for everyone, but can you make the case for this as a profession?
Dairy farming offers a lot. You know, it is an independent business. So, you know, it is something for, you know, individuals that really want to take pride in what they do, create a business, work with people, work with the land and animals, and be a good steward of the environment. So it is, it's real fulfilling. And like I said, it's a real genuine occupation.
Joe, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
That was Joe Tamandel. He's the program director at the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship, talking about training the next generation of dairy farmers here in Wisconsin.